What is imagery? Well, simply put, imagery is when you can see yourself doing something without movement or actually doing it. Now, an easy example to start with would be to think of something you really enjoy doing and see yourself doing it. Now, it can be anything from riding your bike to crocheting or playing with the family dog. The fun part about imagery is that it's all happening at your own pace. Imagery is a skill with many facets, and all skills can be developed or built upon. Now, if you can't do the example we just went over, that is completely okay. This is something that you can easily work on at your own pace to grow and build, just like learning to ride a bicycle, learning a new puzzle, or learning how to crochet. Before you move on, I'm going to challenge you to perform the following exercise a few times. So read through it or listen through it first, and then go through it yourself. Make yourself comfortable. You can be seated, standing, or laying on the ground, whichever you want, as long as you're comfortable. Your eyes can be open or closed, it does not matter, though having your eyes closed can help a little bit with focusing, and especially for those who are new to imagery, I recommend eyes closed. Next, you're going to think of the activity that you enjoy doing. Just think about it for now. Then you're going to see yourself doing that activity. In your mind, see yourself moving. Now, how was that in terms of a satisfying, complete experience? Were you there in that activity you were imagining? Some things to think about before we move on is that, one, think about what your definition of imagery is. Two, what is imagery good for? And in other words, what are you looking to use it for? Or what can you think of using it for? Three, where and when can you use imagery? And four, does performing imagery in first person or third person perspective actually matter? And the hint here is that no, it doesn't. Imagery can certainly take time, but what's interesting about it is that while you are stimulating similar cells in your brain when recalling an activity like we did above, it's a different pathway than actually doing the activity. Now, it still hits some of the same notes, but in and of itself, it is a separate, unique activity. Now, we'll discuss later how you can use this to your advantage in a wide range of topics. Feel free right now, though, to go over the initial example. Otherwise, feel free to move on to the keys of imagery.